Grudge World.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. It's more honored to take you to the field of battle. But it's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered. Defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will gradually go out into the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will ride violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down. And I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion.
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion.
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body, my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let anybody be kind. I will define myself. I will write my own praises. And no one will tell me what I can never be. I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got.
Cause who am I? I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
Meatball, what's going on, man?
Jim, what's going on, man?
It's another week. Sunday.
Man, happy Easter, everybody. Happy 420. We are live in our motherfucking cut tonight. Rule number one, no snitching. That's always going to be rule number one. Send a shout out to our sponsor, the Motor City Mafia, Eugene working the board, Latone, Rich, Slouch, and a big shout out to my man Big Fred over there at East English Village Bar and Grill, 16915 East Warren. Actually, and I want to talk about that, the Young Money camp will be having some at that bar on May the 2nd, which is on a Friday. So I guess it's a pre and I just
come
got another now. Text, man. And I got another text, man, and it's another rule we're going to come up with. And Young Money giving a party up there. I guess it's going to be towards the, they're having a big race event May 3rd, Never Scared Racing and Pace Up Production.
So that's
and I guess
jump
gonna be
off
up
party?
That's going to be the jump off party for Okay. Peso Production and Heavy Game party. They're going to be at the, Big Fred's. So everybody needs to go up there and support Big Fred and the Young Money Camp. And I got another, and this is another rule, no, and no mic muting. We do not mute anybody mics on this show. So no mic muting. So I guess
hold
that's
on,
that,
hold on
just
now.
Acknowledge.
Now, hold on now, hold on now. My understanding is there has only been one person who ever got his mic muted. And that's because some unnecessary shit was being spoke about. Didn't have nothing to do with racing. Didn't have nothing to do with having a grudge with regards to racing or calling somebody out. I mean, other than that, there's no reason to mute a mic. If you come on here and what you speak about is racing with regards to racing, then, I mean, you ain't got a problem. My bad. Hey, my bad. My bad, Meatball. Come on. Come on with it, brother.
All right. I got a couple of updates from yesterday. And from the first No ET at Milan Dragway, man.
Right.
The track, to me, seemed like the track was working. And, you know, a couple of, I mean, a handful of races went down, you know what I mean? But what you expect on a first No ET, still kind of chilly out there. Team Ride or Die, which is me, we went up a battle with one of our cars, a convertible, small block on nitrous, convertible, similar like a street car. Went up against, I don't know the name of the, you know, the car they call, it's called, I guess the boys out of Flint, Michigan, with a small block. With a small block on, with a turbo. He went out the back door off an arm drive from Street King. It was a, that race went all the way down to the wire, quarter mile. And we also had another race from, this is a race of the, I guess of the day, Mark Crank, Jimbo driving, Motor City Jimbo, went up against Frankenstein out of Straight Shot Performance, the Turbo Blazer.
Good
Jimbo,
match.
Yeah, it was a good, I mean, they took off, Jimbo knocked the tires off, Jimbo recovered, and Jimbo got the win, 8th mile. Man, my crank car was looking good, man, that thing was on the rail yesterday, man, and that car came, it's coming around, that car going to be hard to beat this year, man. I don't, you can say what they want to say, man, but that motherfucking car going to be hard to beat, man. But I guess
that's
Mark Crank
that,
is
that,
the dude.
That's that white Mustang?
Yeah. And it got,
oh,
it got
okay.
Jimbo driving it.
Okay. Okay.
And, man, that car going to be Man, we're going to have to All right, my bad, man. I was reading some Texas, man. All right, When I was at, yeah, the car was on rails last night, man. Shit, you, man, you couldn't. That car is flying, man. And I guess he has to do battle with Street King on May 3rd.
Right.
Of the Young Money crew. I think that's going to be a good race. And also, Motor City Mafia will be in the house on May 3rd. With some of the street cars out of the Mafia. We'll be going up against one of the street cars out of Motor City Mafia. We'll be going up against Tim of Never Scared Racing.
Uh-oh.
Lil Tom will be attending there with the wagon and maybe a couple more other cars. I don't know. I don't got the full lock-ins or whatever, who else coming up there, but it's going to... Motor City Mafia will be in the house on May 3rd. And, hey, June, do you see a number 313-0150.
Yes, sir.
Is this one button hit?
Yes, it is. 313-0150. Your mic is open.
Young Money.
So, you know what, June, I heard that shit all day at the track yesterday.
First of all,
the Young Money put some work in, though, right, man.
Hold on, June. Happy Resurrection Day to everybody, man. Happy Easter to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Happy 420 to you, too. happy 420 to you, too.
What's going on, man? What
they say with that? May the wick never burn out? Shit.
Yeah, 420, man. I should be going to Ann Arbor myself, but I had to actually, Randy, I had to bring you on, man, because I know y'all is a do battle with Mark Crank, and I know that you didn't attend yesterday, but maybe Street King was on there, man. Hey, man, Mark Crank and I'm looking good, man. I mean, goddamn, man.
I mean, you know, everybody look good when ain't nothing fast up against them.
You trying to say your main man Phil out of Straight Shot Performance ain't fast, man?
Oh, no, nah, Phil fast, but I don't think he ran to his full potential with that race yesterday. That couldn't have been full potential yesterday, you know what I'm saying? Not at all, man.
I mean, but a win is a win, though, right?
A win is a win, you know. It was the first day out. I'm pretty sure Phil will try that back once he gets his car right.
Listen, if the Phil I know is, yeah, Phil going to go back, regardless.
So Young Money.
From what I seen, the video I seen, man, that truck was nothing like it was when he left off the air last year. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Young Chuck.
Who was that talking, man?
Young Chump, if that was Phil's full potential, then how you feel about Mark Crank then?
Whoa.
Say what?
If that was Phil's full potential last night, how you feel about Mark Crank? Especially after he blistered his tire and ran around him.
Man, you know how I feel. Down on his ass we going.
Since we're on the subject of going down on asses, how come... All you new breed racers are scared to go to the quarter.
Don't none of that shit impress me, Dougie. But go ahead. What you saying now?
How come you guys are all... you guys got balls or pussies, man? What y'all got between your legs?
Oh, wow. What the hell? Damn,
Dougie. Oh, Lord. Have mercy.
I'm just curious what happened to Michigan with quarter-mile racing.
Go ahead, Randy.
You run your stupid sandbox back there.
I want to know why nobody up here wants to run out the back door except for these quote-unquote slower cars.
Well, you know what, Dougie? You know what? Now, Dougie just brought the topic of the show tonight. Dougie, thanks for calling
because I listened to a show from last Thursday, and I listened to some real old-school racers that I'm familiar with because I've been around them such a long time. So I guess you could call me old. But what happened? I mean, how are we sucking the South's dick by following them? Motherfucker, we're leaders, man. Just like they said on Sham Show, we're leaders. We ain't followers. Fuck the South and fuck Grudge Inc. That's right, I said it. Fuck that 8 Mile shit. Get your ass down to the corner in Michigan.
Ooh, shit.
Well,
and I got a nice car. Now what?
Well, Dougie, I'm going to put it like this, man. I mean, if you look at it, it's like a fad. It's not cool now if you run the quarter mile. What's cool is the eighth.
So when the South starts sucking dick, the North going to follow them?
I mean, shit.
Those who blow, blow for what you know. I mean, shit.
Man.
That's what they'll do. I personally, I love the quarterback. Let them stretch out. Let them stretch
hold
out.
On, man.
Hey,
hold on, man. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
You going out the back door?
Goddamn right.
See, that's all these are. This is all I'm saying, man. These are all things that tell me that y'all don't want to race. Y'all know.
Nah. See, that's where you got to be fucked up. I've never ran an 8th mile in my life, Randy.
Hey, listen.
Every race I've ever done in Michigan been quarter mile.
If you know that ain't nobody going out the back door, that means you don't want to race.
Nah. See, what I do know is there are people that aren't afraid to go out the back door, so those will be my potential races. What I also know is that you cowards ain't got enough courage to go out the back door. So
damn.
I guess I don't have to worry about racing y'all.
Damn.
I mean, I tried to lock you in for the last 2 weeks, the 8th mile. Y'all ain't came with no goddamn money. Talking about 20% down on land contract, too much. Well, when they go to 30% in Michigan, what you going to do? From here on out, I'm going quarter mile. Fuck everyone. If I got to run all these boosted and blown cars like Junior and Chemo, so be it. That's where I'll run.
Hey, Dougie.
Damn.
You talking about down payment. Didn't you say you got a small block in your car?
I ain't said nothing. I got a block and I got nitrous.
Yesterday you told me did you not yesterday when I was talking to you and Billy Moscone on the phone said you was going to lock me in with a small block.
Yes, a boosted small block. That's what I said.
I said a nitrous small block.
No, I said I had a boosted and you said here you go
hold
with
on,
that bullshit.
It may have changed by the day, Doug. I ain't saying that, but I'm talking about yesterday's conversation. You told me you was going to lock me in with a nitrous small block on 29, no bars, right?
I never said nitrous.
I said small block. Hold on. And what kind of courtesy did I give you yesterday if you wanted to lock that in?
Oh, you told me if I come with a small block, you'll make the money sweet.
And do what else?
I believe you said you'll give me the back tire and let me go.
No, I ain't say I let you go. I say I give you the back tire and give you eyes on your money, motherfucker.
Well, guess what? I don't need the back tire, and I don't need eyes on my money. All I need is 1,320 feet with whatever I come with and whoop your ass.
Well, don't talk that small block shit, back door shit, and all that shit to me, man. Because when you talk that shit, I'll pull your bluff on it into something else.
Then lock in. Lock in 1-on-10 for the 26 out the back door. Call my bluff. Bitch, we can meet up at the goddamn Hand Palace right now. Lock that in.
Dougie,
Young Money.
I will keep the motherfucking show on the road when I get in my car and come lock that in with you.
Young Money.
Listen, Dougie. All that. You can miss me with all that bullshit, man. You know, I don't even pay attention to none of that shit. You can't trick me, man. I learned this press game, man. Ain't nobody going out the back door, brother.
Hey, Ren.
So you say you're not going out the back door.
Just to ask the question. Why is nobody not going out the back door?
Because I'm going 201 miles.
They followers.
On the note.
Because you're going what? Because you're
going
what? I'm
going over 200 miles out. Now, if you really want to know.
Okay. Okay,
Randy,
okay.
Randy, hold on.
I accept that. I accept what you just said. Again, you got no fucking courage and no balls because Pomar go 240 and 250 out the back door. Slow, bitch.
Yeah, I ain't
get some goddamn courage. Get some goddamn blood in your
ass. Listen, I ain't no Pomar and I ain't got that much balls, baby, so call me what you want to call me.
Who don't have the balls?
I don't.
Motherfucker, hey, I watch motherfuckers on 29s and 315s go 195 all day long in the eighth. So what's wrong with doing it in the quarter?
Hey, they got time to set that motherfucker down, don't they?
Well, hey, and we got plenty of time to shut that shit down up here. Up north, we got length.
look at now. Let me ask you a question. I know I'm asking some dumb shit, but what's the acceleration rate running 190, 195 in the eighth versus the acceleration rate running 190, 195 in the quarter?
It just means that you go real slow in the front half, because at the end of the day, Junior, if you go 195 in the eighth, you're going to go 235 out the back door. If you go 147 in the eighth, you're going to go 182 out the back door.
So it's a 40 mile hour difference, right?
It, give or take nitrous boost or what type of boost and horsepower level you're at, there is definitely a 27 mile to a 50 mile an hour gain from the eighth to the quarter.
So
but if
that
he told me he's
guys,
going 200
so
out the back
guys,
door, hey, so, if he told me he's going 200 out the back door, then he got no business fucking with me no way because he's too slow in the eighth. He ain't got a front half.
Hey, so that means guys aren't running out the back door now because is that the reason for this?
I mean, Junior, I've never ran the 8 mile. Never.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying.
That's one last time you race, man.
3 years ago, and I ran a quarter mile.
Okay, it's a new day, a new era, motherfucker. Get with the program.
Because you say it is? Because you say it is?
Because everybody up here say it is. Yeah.
I bet you Chemo go out the back door. I bet you Junior will go out the back door. I bet you Donnie will go out the back door. I bet Turbo GT will go out the back door. But one thing about all them drivers, they got a set of nuts hanging between their legs.
That's who you need to be talking to there. You definitely don't need to be talking to me there.
Well, that's obviously who I'm going to have to talk to. So just as you say, I won't get no races, remember, you limit yourself by only running half the track.
Well, it is what it is. And listen, I'm a firm believer. If I can't beat your ass to the eighth, I damn sure ain't gonna beat you out the back door. So it don't even matter.
Well, then you make perfect sense not locking in. I understand you the way you think.
You know, hey, it is what it is. If I can't beat your ass to the eighth, I damn sure ain't gonna get you out the back door.
Yeah.
Talk to me, June.
So I still don't understand the reason why. I understood what Randy said. It's a new era, but I still don't understand. Okay, what is the reason for not wanting to go out the back door?
And yet we really didn't get a.
A good answer.
Well, like
you didn't hear the clarification, because I heard it pretty clear out of Randy's mouth. At 201 mile, that makes the difference between someone who wears a jock strap.
Goddamn, Dougie, man, you hard on him, man.
My understanding, there's been a lot of 10-inch tire cars run over 200 mile an hour for a long time. I don't think this is something new now. Not within the last...
Definitely not nothing new.
2-3 weeks.
Definitely not nothing new.
Doug, you talking all that shit. I guarantee he ain't going out no back door.
Well, lock in on that.
He talking the same shit Lil Tony was talking a couple weeks ago.
Hold on, June. We don't talk about nobody until we get that man on the phone. Where's Lil Tony at?
He'll be on in a little while, but I want to just ask the question. So you're saying Little Tony won't run out the back door?
No, I'm saying he said he will run out the back door, but I don't believe none of that shit.
You know why you don't believe it? Because you're a new breed of drag racing. You're scared to run anything past 660.
Okay.
You've never seen a quarter mile.
So I got a question, Randy. What would make you think that Tony won't run out the back door?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I don't think nobody gonna run out the back door, son.
Hey, Randy, I watched Lil Tony 21 years ago go down I-75 in a ProMod car in the quarter mile.
Hey, Dougie, we don't talk about things like that. We don't condone things like that. Even though, you know, they say there ain't no statute of limitation to certain things.
But I think the reason behind it was because his truck and trailer broke down and he had to get home. I didn't say there was nothing next to him, God damn it. Yeah. I just said I seen him do it.
Well, let me go and open up some of these mics, man. 313-0178, your mic is open.
Junior, Meatball, Dougie.
Key Mo, man.
Young Money, what's up? What's
Mo,
that?
Man, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, I've been getting a lot of flap off this internet talking about they did a show all about me. Well, I race somebody. They say it got so many hits on that motherfucker. Well, you know, I ain't on Facebook, all that. Every motherfucker that said I won't race, be it a street car, race car, all them bitches got to do is lock in. I'm going to go down on each and every one of their ass. So whoever was on there talking about what I won't raise and won't raise, get your bitch ass on the side of me.
Hey, Kimo,
I'll show you if I race.
Kimo, you getting any royalties on that shit?
If they get on the side of me, it ain't going to be nothing but royalties. But
hey,
as of right now, I ain't getting no royalties on it.
No. Hey, man, you have to brand your name, man. Because if they getting hits like that, come on, baby, you gotta get that check, man.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Hold on now, Kimo. I'm gonna put this shout out to everybody. If you say Kimo is a fake racer and he ain't racing, please push a one button and lock him in. Like we did Young Money last week. Now, y'all say Kimo is all this and all that, push a one button. We're going to get Kimo a race. If y'all say he's a fraud, get on the goddamn mic. This is live and uncut, man. What the fuck is going on? If you feel a man don't want to go, call in. I'm sure he don't have a problem locking y'all in. Now, Kimo, what you think about Dougie topic, man, that he said, man? You know, I think Dougie made I like Dougie topic, man. What's going on with this eighth mile, man?
With the eighth mile, I don't know if they scared, but it's a chance. A lot of the nitrous cars felt they couldn't keep up with the blower cars, so they a lot of them shortened the track on the blower cars. But they had a lot of the boosted cars. They had advantage on a lot of the boosted cars for about a year or so. But if you look at a lot of the shootouts and stuff now, the booster cars could run the front half of the track also now. So, you know, what they tried to do is then backfired on them. So now what they're doing is the nitrous cars have a separate side of the shootout, and then the booster cars have to go to another field and run each other. If you're looking at some of the class races, that's how they did it, you know.
So you try to say it backfired on all the nitrous guys that said they couldn't go out the back door with any boosted cars. So that is all right. So I get you. You're right about that. And he's right about that, June.
You got a lot of the nitrous car.
What was that?
No, my bad. I didn't know my mic was open. Sorry about that.
Okay. Yeah, you open.
Yeah.
You open.
So what they did, what a lot of the class races are doing is putting the boosted cars in over on one half and the nitrous cars coming down the other half, on the other side.
So, Kimo, let me ask you this now. In grudge racing, so what? Now we're going to start putting the boosted cars on one side and the nitrous car. I thought grudge racing is that run what the fuck you got? Let me ask you a question.
Did you build a boosted car by choice, or were you obligated to build it? Why did you build a boosted
car? I built a boosted car by choice. I always liked it, though.
Okay.
I just went on. I got it. Well, I guess in theory, a nitrous car got to know what booster car he can and can't run with. Then, if he feels he can't run with too many, he can't be talking shit to him. They got to stay. You got to know when to go and know when to hold.
Hey, Chemo.
What's up?
Hey, Chemo.
What's up, Slouch?
Hey, this is we're gonna do on the August event, we're having a boosted class shootout. It's called Boost Mania. You know, all the boosted cars gonna run to the quarter mile. So it's boosted cars only, but if any nitrous cars wanna run to the quarter with the booster car, they more than welcome.
Okay.
I know a lot of people want to see the boosted cars run out the back door, so that's what we're going to have.
With that being said,
I really appreciate you opening up the rules like that.
What are you talking about, Dougie?
If a quarter mile nitrous car want to get in on it, they can. I appreciate you expanding the rules for that.
Yeah, it's a boosted shootout, but if nitrous cars want to run up the back door with the booster car, they're more than welcome.
Hey, Slot,
we're still working on the tire size and all of the rules. We just letting everybody know the August event is going to be a Boost Mania shootout for all the boosted cars running out the back door. But the more details
honest,
on that shit.
To be honest with you, man, when Mylan used to have that drag radio 315s, that class was more exciting than any class they had to me.
You
know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, that was you ran boosted with nitrous, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why they killed that class, knocking it down to 8 mile and everything. But, you know, Mylan would probably finish late and the dude would get on the track up top. And I guess a few of the guys were messing the cars up. But, man, that was a hell of a class when they first had that drag race.
Come on, what you're saying right there, things of that nature, I can understand. You know, if it's late in the night, there's dew out. You know what, man? We don't want to run out the back door. That's understandable,
right?
You know, that I can understand. But I mean, the way it seems, it's like people just giving up on quarter mile racing altogether,
right?
I know that. That's
you got plenty of racers across the country that have the same setups that are just as fast, if not faster, than the guys in Michigan, Illinois, and even down south that run weekend in and weekend out through the quarter mile.
You know what, too, Junior? I had one guy answer, well, why you don't go out the back? He's a local guy. Why you don't go out the back door no more? And they got on the radio, they blasted me about how I'm stupid, and they save their pisses. They ain't hurting their motor no more. Well, hell, he just burnt the car down going to the 8th mile. So, you know.
I mean, okay.
Burnt his piston down going to the 8th mile. So I think part of the problem is a lot of nice guys don't know what they're doing tuning them cars, man. Okay.
Well, y'all heard it here from Chemo. Hey, June, if anybody waiting in the queue, and don't forget, if you talked about Chemo on that thread, feel free to lock them in.
You got a whole lot of hands up, so let me start opening them up.
And also, June.
Yeah, come on, Slash.
I was gonna say also, I have the rest of the rules as far as that shootout on next week's show.
There you go. And you will be posting them, correct?
So oh,
if
yeah,
anybody if anybody misses what the rules are on the show, you can catch it on Facebook. You can catch it on clocksoft.com.
Yep.
Let me go on and open up a couple of these mics. 414-6614, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's happening, man? What's going on, man? Come on in.
I'm telling Joe. It's stuff, baby. Eastside Strength.
What's happening,
bro? What's going on, everybody?
You know, it's another great Sunday.
Yeah, man, I like what y'all are talking about tonight, man, about the quarter mile, how you're saying it's trying to fade away. But yesterday, man, I went to the Grove yesterday, man, and watched a little class racing, man. It was just, man, good just to see some racing up north, you know what I'm saying?
Were they running out the back door or they running to the quarter? I mean, to the eighth mile?
Man, I did not see not one eighth mile race at all.
Okay.
Nowhere in sight. Nowhere in sight. Not an 8 mile race, man. Them boys was, you know, they class racing, so you can't be telling nobody time. So they were showing it. Man, them boys
right,
running deep
right.
into the mates, man. They running deep into the mates. I was like, God damn.
And you know what?
And it was
same way
cool
they run
yesterday. They was running.
The same way people run deep into the mates, they run deep into them sevens, and you got those that run deep into them sixes.
Man, you know.
Well,
I'm gonna leave
your mic open.
Yeah. Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Hey, man. I got a little text or something earlier, man. Today, right? I wanted to ask you about this, man. Man, they say, man,
yeah.
There was shots fired on the south side last night, man.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to bring it up if nobody brings it up. Yes, sir, we went out last night.
It was outside, baby.
I'm going to say it in the great words of Skin. Yeah, they blew our asshole out.
I say, man, I was already at the Grove. I said, if I knew that was going to take place, I'd have kept going.
I mean, we engaged. I ain't gonna take nothing from the individual. I mean, I got a lot of respect for him. He's a great racer, and we'll just be back to see him again on different terms.
Yeah, man. I wish I just could have been there to see it, man. That's all.
Oh, they got it. I'm pretty sure it'll be posted somewhere. You know, some people can't keep quiet. You know, some people can't, like they say, can't wait to tell. So, shit.
Yeah. Hey, you never know, man. Might touch back down as soon as possible. You know?
What was that?
I said it might touch back down as soon as possible. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I wasn't
your age, I had nothing. So I'll keep the show rolling, Jordan. I'm going on mute.
Yeah, this just the first one. We just getting started.
Yeah, I'm about.
All right.
Hey, can't wait to June 7th.
There you go, June 7th and July 26th. Y'all know what time it is, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
3-1. Let me go. I'm gonna leave your mic open. 313-0448. Your mic is open.
Oh.
313-0448. Your mic is open. Okay. 313-9248. Your mic is open.
What up, June? What up, Meatball?
What's going on, man? Cecil, what's happening, man?
What up, Joe? Listening at the show. Feeling good, smoking cheese.
Cease, what's going on, Cease, man?
Well, I know. Hot in the motherfucker.
happy 420, man.
And
man, high as hell. Feeling good, that Patron and that cheese, that's a good combination.
There you go.
All I need is a bitch, nah. Hey, that quarter mile racing, man, I like it. I like both. I like seeing both cars go each way because the eighth of a mile, it is some quite fast cars that go to eighth of a mile. And that quarter mile, I like to see them boogie through there. So I'm with both sides. I ain't going to complain. I like them both. I like them both. Hello?
So you ain't got a problem engaging either way then?
Yeah, me personally, you know, I'm going to set my car up to what it be. I don't know if I'm going quarter or eight, but I'm going to try to see which one I like the best. But like I say, I like seeing them both. We had fun last night, man. I liked that, man. That motherfucker, that ride or die with the flip boy, that was a good race. Skip jumped out there. Woo! I mean, that boy can drive. That motherfucker jumped out there like a bunny rabbit. But that turbo, it just came around him at the end. It was a photo finish. That was nice. Oh, that was beautiful, man. The first race. And then with Skip and Mark Crank, that motherfucker Jumbo, you can't take shit from that little son of a bitch. That little motherfucker can drive. He pedaled that bitch and he came and got him. But like Randy said, field car wasn't on the best pass because the first two passes he did last night, it wasn't nothing like that pass. Nothing. It wasn't nothing like that pass. So I think he should try it again. I believe he's going to try it again. It'll be a different race. You know, it'll be a closer race. But Mark Crank car, that bitch running. It ran good all yesterday. The only two cars that ran that good yesterday was Mark Crank car and Fields. Those were the two cars that ran down the track real good, consistently good.
Hey,
so when
Cecil,
people talking about miling track and all that shit, that motherfucker stuck to them two fast cars right there. I mean, they went zigzagging and none of that shit. They went down the track.
You said something about Jimbo. You said something about Jimbo Cecil, and myself, I've seen it twice with him. That son of a gun knows how to pedal a car. He pedals
yes,
that shit
he
like
do.
It's
he
a mother.
Like a time
he pedal,
clock.
Hey, listen, he pedals that shit like it's a top fuel car, man.
He pedaled and got out of it and got right back in a perfect time.
He
went around him.
Jimbo. Jimbo pedaling. I'm gonna tell you this.
Hey,
he got that.
Cecil, I want your input on that. How Mark Crank car look to you, man?
That bitch looking good. That motherfucker
good. I hate to bust y'all bubble. I got a call yesterday after they left the track. From a guy, a well-known guy, and he'd say he was at the track showing and telling everybody they got action. He said, fuck Jimbo and Mark Crank. I said, all right, buddy.
You know, everybody's saying that until all the cars get on the track. Everybody, it's a lot of cars going to be fast this year.
All they got to do is lock them in. All they got to do is lock them in. Anytime you say fuck somebody, lock them in.
He said he tried him. He tried to lock him in for May 3rd or something. I don't know. This guy said he got the baddest G-body in Michigan.
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
Oh, gold digger.
Uh-oh.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm saying, shit. That's why I say it's cars. But no, Aaron ain't never say nothing bad about that motherfucker because he said, Mark, that bitch run. That motherfucker got mile an hour. So you got a car that go upstairs or go to the eighth on a mile an hour, man, you got a bad bitch.
Your money
you can have a car that reacts faster than that other car, but with that motherfucker mile an hour, man, ain't nothing like it. You can break the tires and recuperate and get back in. Man, everybody seen it? He broke the tires and he got back in and he went around. But Phil was not on the best path. Both of them, to me, they still testing their cars. Both of them did real good for what it was yesterday, but I think both of them still got a lot more in their cars. So that's why I say it's going to be, it's going to be a bad motherfucker made of third. I think both of them got a lot more in their cars. But still, first two passes did not look like that other pass. You can ask everybody that was there. They didn't look the same.
Well, Cecil, I mess with Phil. Phil, my main man's, man. You know, straight shot performance. You know, always do good work. And I know Phil.
Oh, yeah, that's my baby, Phil. I got to go see Phil this week.
Phil might have been lagging on whatever. But, I mean, only Phil know. You know what I mean? So, and you know Phil that sit up, you know Phil like the type that sit up there and argue? Phil paid off like a slot machine.
Uh-huh.
Phil will be back to run him again.
Guaranteed he'll be back, for sure. Them was the two best cars that ran, I mean, took that track how it was yesterday. That track wasn't messed up yesterday, man. Both them cars, a lot of them cars went down there. Skip had a good pass. Bad Company, Superman, he was on a good pass. Nappy did the thing. Nappy last two, three passes, that motherfucker shelf cooking hamburger eating motherfucker went down the track. And he wasn't scared. He getting used to that car.
They call him the chef.
Yeah, he's filling that car. He's filling out the seasonings that he got to put inside that motherfucker green car. He's filling it out. He looked good. He looked real good yesterday. Until the fuck he told me to pull him back to the goddamn trailer. He was cussing me out.
The chef said he ready.
Yeah, oh, he looked good. Told you, oh, man, this going to be it, man. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I can't wait.
That's a
I'm
good
calm
way
down.
To start.
I'll be there early. I'm not waiting late to get in because if you wait late, you ain't going to have nowhere to park. You ain't got no good seats. You're going to have to walk, so you better have a golf cart. But that bitch going to be full May the 3rd. I think it's going to be a beautiful turnout.
Don't wait too late. I'm going to be there putting on a show.
Oh, no, I'll be there early. They say they opening up at 10. I'll be there about 12 o'clock. No later than 12, I'll be there.
I'm trying to hit a motherfucker across the head about high noon, baby.
Hey, Kimo, I need to see you, man.
I
got to see you.
Let me go and open up a couple
go out
more lines.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
248, I'm going to leave your mic open, Cecil. 248-8504, your mic is open.
Hey, Junior, this is
yes,
Big
sir.
Tim. I ain't gonna be on, but I was so glad to hear Dougie talk to those new racers like he did because, you know, I honestly agree with him. And you know what the problem is? These guys try to make everything in their favor so that they can do what they do. They got little tires, and that's okay if that's their choice. But when they get on the big end and they're running at high mile an hour, if the car's not set up to handle that, then they're squirrely all over the place. Them big motors that they have, they make big power, and they can't handle upstairs, so they have to back off of it, and they don't want to run that. So they want to limit us, who are old-school racers, to do and do what they want us to do. They want everything in their favor. So you notice that when I like Randy and Aaron and all of them. I go up to the shop and I talk junk with them guys and I laugh. But do you notice that when Dougie got in there behind about the racing, they didn't have an answer for why they do it, you know? And that's the problem. If you're going to do something, know why you're doing something. And, you know, not because you are, you know, trying to do what somebody else do. You know, you're supposed to be a trendsetter. You're supposed to be a leader. And so if they're going to race – and, I'm not a certified grudge racer. I just used to race, and I'm trying to race now, but, I'm not in their class. I'm in my own class over here, so I'm making that very clear. But, you know, I'm happy to hear somebody tell these young guys that they didn't invent racing. And also, we were racing back when they was on mini bikes and scooters, and we've been racing a long time. So I'm glad to hear Dougie say that, and they didn't have an answer for him. And I want you to maybe call him back and get him back on the line and tell him, answer the question. Why do you only want to run an eighth? And guess what? When you turn all them nitrous kits on trying to get to the eighth, you know, you hard on the parts there. So, I mean, it doesn't make no difference if you run out the back door, you know. So they trying to get everything their way. And I'm just glad to hear Dougie said I'm in 100% agreement with him. And you know, like you said, if they go out the back door, they and try to challenge me, please go out the back door because I'm going to show them how to get upstairs, you know. But I'm just telling them, you know, I agree with them, and I'm going to get off the mic and let you guys handle it. And one more thing, I agree with Dougie. I know from the bottom of my heart, little Tone ain't scared to run out the back door. I've seen him do it many, many times. So he's just trying to do what they want him to do and show them that – he can handle it, both of them. But I'm just letting him know. I ain't seen him do it. I've been knowing him for a long, 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 many years, and I know he ain't scared to run out the back door. So yeah. Tell them guys, answer the question, man. I'm quiet.
There you go. Y'all heard it. Let me go. I'm going to leave your mic open, Tim. Let me go on to the next one. 708-9905. Your mic is open.
I'm off, Junior. I'm just listening.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, bud.
All right.
4595. Your mic is open.
I'm just listening.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right.
586-6455, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's going on?
What's happening? What we got here, man?
Man, ain't nobody but a little Peso calling, man. What's up, Junior?
Peso, what's going on, hey, brother?
Peso.
Hey, man, chilling, man. You know, first day back at the track, man. I got a workout, man. I'm sore. Shoot, running to that 800-foot back and forth. It was a good time yesterday, man.
There you go. So you were able to put some work in. That's good.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know,
hey,
I heard. Yes,
hey, so tell us what
Peso,
you got going on.
Really quick.
Tell us what you got going on.
Really quick. I know you got a race coming up, and I'm gonna let you say it in 1 minute. But I just need some knowledge because of the type of work you do and the way you're involved in drag racing. I need some knowledge from you. Do you know how many tracks are in the north?
What justify? What do you mean by tracks? Are we talking grudge
racetracks? How many race? How many racetracks are in the north? Do you have any clue
no,
on that specific number? Okay. Do you know
not
how many racetracks are in the south?
No.
Okay. Well,
not
what we
all.
Consider the south and the north, there's 63 racetracks in the south. Did you know that 58 of them are 8 mile tracks?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, now, did you know that in the north, there's 71 racetracks? Did you know only 6 of them are 8 mile?
Meaning 8 mile only or they...
8 mile only.
Hey, Dougie,
two of them being in
hey,
Michigan.
Dougie,
are you saying 8 mile only?
I got an 8
yeah.
mile guy come home. I got an 8 miler that just came in.
What's up, Junior, everybody out there? No, Junior, I ain't coming on there about that 8 mile. What he said is right in a way, but, you know, it is what it is. But I got two things I want to bring up, though, and I really want to bring them up to Slouch. He said he having an all boost, and I'm surprised, Junior, you didn't straighten that shit out now. All boost, damn, what you call them, you shouldn't make no damn exception for an NOS car to get in there, because what if you have an all NOS goddamn race and then a boost car want to get in, then you got to make an exception for him. So if you're going to call it an all boost, let it stay all boost. If the NOS guys don't want to get, if the NOS guys want to race, let them get their own goddamn race. The same thing about the eighth mile and the quarter mile. And one more thing. Fuck Jimbo talking about he's pedaling. He didn't pedal on me when I fucked him up down there. I was waiting on that bitch to pedal so I could drown his motherfucking ass.
Hey,
and I'm on mute now. I just wanted to put that out there. What y'all think about that, though? I don't think they should let no NOS cars in if it's a bun boost race. I don't, to be honest with you.
The reason
you
want to know the truth of it? Hey, dog, the dog, I got a nitrous car, and I want to race in that race.
Oh, bro.
Well, I'm saying there's nothing wrong with trying to see more races. But my point is, don't call it an all-boost race and then make an exception. Say, if an NOS car wants to run the quarter, he can get in. Because what if you got an NOS race that most of the guys that's scared of the boost cars, and then you say, okay, well, if y'all want to run eight, y'all boost cars can't get in. I mean, you open up a can of worms, you don't need to open up. We already got enough damn problems in this goddamn game.
The reason,
Hold on one second, Junior. Dog, what's the difference between when you have a 29-inch car shootout and you have a 28 car
competition? See, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm getting at. See, we down south, they were scared of the boost cars. They didn't want to run them. We didn't run them at all. But the North guys kept coming down and want to get in the race, so they said, okay, y'all can get in the race if y'all run 28. I don't agree with that. That ain't fair either. But they did it. That's what I'm saying. You keep making exceptions and exceptions, and then you're going to have so much bullshit going on, you can't even keep up with the damn exceptions.
Yeah, somebody in the background talking, so I don't know who that is.
Hold on, I'm trying to clean it up right now. I think I got it. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Doc. He said that. I ain't hear nothing you said.
Okay, what I said was I don't agree with that neither. If you're going to have a 29-inch race, you should have a 29-inch race. And then, but they see what they have me is because they wanted the boost cars wanted to get in. They said, okay, y'all can get in and even the playing field up. We're gonna let y'all got to run on 28. That ain't fair neither. That's the same way. If a motherfucker want to run the quarter and you got a quarter-mile race, he either run it, he don't get in the motherfucker.
If a 29 race happened, though, in a car with a 28 win, that just means they have to defend the 29-inch title if somebody tried to challenge him on that. I think that's too different.
No, because you can't win the belt like that if you ain't running the if it's a 29-inch belt, you can't run 20. You can't win the belt unless you're on 29.
No, that's not true. If a 28-inch car beat a 29-inch car, that means he just took that 29-inch belt. But he can't. That means
no. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If it's a Tyler belt race, you can't win the 29-inch belt running 28. You got to have 29.
I don't think that should happen because that's kind of a
see everybody going with their own fight. You got to go by what the rules is. If you're gonna win the 29-inch belt, you got to have on 29-inch tires. That's what it is.
Let me explain something to you. And if I'm wrong, Slouch Camoni, the reason behind the quarter mile boosted race is because there's some boosted cars that want to run out the back door. So there's also some nitrous guys that said, man, I don't give a fuck about a boosted car out the back door. I want to try them. So what he meant by that is they have the option. They have the option. This is being done because there's a group of boosted cars that they'll run the eighth, but they want their own. They want to go out the back door. They want to show.
Okay, Junior, just hit it 1 minute, then Junior. What you're saying is 1,000% right. But Junior, call it a mixed race. Don't call it an all boost, cause it ain't all boost. Call it a mixed race.
The thing is this, dog.
Okay, just call it a quarter mile race.
The race is being done. This one race is being done for that group of boosted cars.
Okay, Junior, if you're doing it for that group of boosted cars, why the hell are you letting NOS cars in then?
Because, see, this is the thing. The option, there's certain nitrous guys that said, because there's no other way they're going to compete against them unless they get in. All right? What they're saying is there's certain nitrous guys that say, okay, most guys don't want to run boosted cars out the back door. There may be just one nitrous car that's going to show up because he says, you know what, I don't give a fuck about a boosted car. That's why
Dougie want to run the quarter mile. Dougie want to run the quarter mile, so you got a quarter mile race, but you got one dumbass that want to run the eight. So can I come in there and just run the eight, and I can stop at the eight, and I'll keep on going the quarter?
No, that race isn't for the eighth mile. It's for the quarter mile.
Junior, what I'm saying is, Junior, you said the right answers, Junior, but you won't answer the real question. You're right. What you said is right. It's a quarter mile run. This is an all boost run.
It's a race. Listen to what I'm saying. Let me explain it again. There is a group of boosted cars that want to grudge race out the back door. That is what this is for.
Okay.
Now there's certain nitrous individuals that said, you know what? All them boosted cars gonna be that one spot running out the back door. Motherfuck them boosted cars. I want a piece of that ass. So you got the option. Cause you know what? A lot of guys don't wanna run the boosted cars out the back door. I mean, we can get 35 people, 100 people on the line, see how many of them nitrous cars want to run them boosted cars out the back door.
Okay. All right, I got they don't. Got a boosted car or a nitrous car?
Nitrous car, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, if he got a nitrous car, I'll come up there and got them on the 30, and I'll lock his ass in. I'll go to his ass in the quarter mile. Look it.
Hey, Dougie.
Hey, dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be in Lil Tony's race on the 26th. I won't be out on May 3rd.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Shit, I don't know that I have all pressure then.
Okay. Hey, dog, you bagging up, right?
Say what now?
I say you bagged up, right?
No, I didn't bag up. Goddamn, if I got all pressure, you know me. I know, goddamn, that's a long way for me, and I'm a broke motherfucker. You know, I raise every week. I got three races this Thursday coming up. Hey, y'all know Cold Killer was down here last Thursday with his car. Now I'm gonna have a live broadcast Friday. They got another big race down here this weekend. I got a live broadcast coming out Friday, y'all. If y'all want to listen in,
go give them the number, dog. Where's that race gonna be at?
It's gonna be at the House Hook. You know, Mike Hill race at 26, but they got the Lethal Weapon real tree them. Gonna get a Candy Crush called the back tie again this Friday. And the number is my number for my show, 714-888-7485. Shit, everybody already ought to know it already.
There you go. What time is the broadcast?
Junior, I don't know what time they really said it was gonna run, so I tell you what, you probably gonna have to wait a little bit a couple of days.
I'm
probably start at 8 o'clock. I'm gonna say 8 o'clock if I had to guess. I'll say 8 o'clock right now. But you gotta check.
Now you said that's a Friday race.
Yeah, the big race is the 26th, Junior. But you know, everybody's gonna be coming in on the Fridays and everything. That, you know, they gonna open up Friday for a little test and food and parking and shit.
Well,
and these guys been locked up for that Friday, Junior.
Well, let us know. Let me know for Thursday, and we'll announce it on Big Sham Show for Friday.
Okay,
night.
I'll do that, Junior.
That'll work. Okay.
All right, appreciate it, brother. I'm back on mute, man.
I'm going to leave your mic open now. Let me go on to the next.
Okay, all right. Appreciate it, Junior.
Yep. 313-0537. Your mic is open. Hey, Peso, come on in, man. I want you to say, I want you to give us your announcements, brother. Peso.
Yes, he's a drop.
Peso. Peso.
No. Yeah.
And then him and his big friends race on the 3rd down in Mama.
Yeah, they got May the 3rd. Him and
May
big,
the 3rd down in
Mama.
They got doggone the belt pulled to be up. Johnny Quick pulled to be there. 901 Bad Boys, Tony Bynes and all the boys, and a bunch of guys from down south pulled to be in the doggone house on at Milan on May the 3rd down there.
That's right.
Hey, we got Jolly Rancher coming up here. We might the Arkansas Boy Show interest. I know they coming to look for Ground and Pound. Ground and Pound gonna be in the building. I'm happy to see everybody come out, man, because yesterday was a good taste of that race, and then Mark Crank and Frankenstein looking good.
There you go. Well, you guys already know May the 3rd. That's the place to be. What time? Give them a quick rundown, Peso. What time you guys open up? What time you got your deal going on?
Yeah, man, the gates open at 10 a.m. People that are traveling, we've been posting information on hotels to stay at, places to go. And then if you need to stay overnight at the track, contact me or Wayne, and then we can arrange that for you. You know, racing starts at 12, man. We gonna race all night. You know, last time we stayed there, it's about 1:30 in the morning. So, you know, if it's racing going on, we racing all night, man. We got Johnny Quick defending the 29-inch belt, 28-inch shootout. We got tons of grudge races locked in, and to Dougie's point, you know, we got some quarter mile races locked in as well, man. So just having a good time. And after the 3rd, you know, the biggest next event going to be July 26th. And right after that event, we're going to be back there August 9th. So, man, just really trying to get the North Michigan area really bouncing with these grudge events and helping each other out so we can all have a good time.
That's what's up right there, brother. Well, I appreciate you coming on, Peso. Let me go on and open up a couple more. I'm going to leave your mic open, man.
All right.
All right now. 313-0537, your mic is open.
Yo, hey, what's up, Junior?
Hey, this is Coney, man. Nothing much, man. This is Coney, man. I'm from Detroit, man. I moved out of Columbus, Ohio. I was out of Milan yesterday in my car. I just want to get a shout-out to InMotion Performance, Myron Hill, Peso, Meatball, Big Wayne, Big Fred. Everybody came to holler, man. I come down to 89 then, man, and I did all right with my car. And I'll be out there with girl dressing pretty soon. I got a few boys got to work out. Kept putting up on the bars all day, so we trying to tune the clutch down, make a few passes. And that's all I had to really say, man. You know, appreciate all the support everybody came and hollered at me.
That's what's up, man.
Hey, man, you know what I'm not going to say? Tony, I'm not going to say what you told me over the phone, man, but that car looking good, man. Looking real good.
Yeah, I had this car 18 years, man. I'm just trying to finally get it on down a little bit. It's a little decoy motor now, but it's going to get there. I'm right there. I'm at that point now. I had a lot of ignition problems popping and stuff on the other end, so. But we kind of figured it out now.
Good, good.
Well, I'm trying to get a little truck to come on down here. Some of these trucks down here in Columbus, man, they got like 8 or 9 trucks around here less than 2 hours away, man. Go down and do some shakedowns or something, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Scony.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, man.
Scony, this Dougie.
What's up? What's
up,
man?
Hey, them tracks that you got. Hey, what's happening? Them tracks that you got around there, them 8 mile or quarter mile.
You got your variety, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
They got,
well, you
I prefer.
Think
they got like, I think they got like, they got like, they got like about 5, 6, 8 mile tracks down here. You know, National Trail, they're a quarter mile. Kill Kid, they just redone that whole track. That's a quarter mile. They let you run 8-2. And they do a Dragway 42 over. They spent like $250,000 on that track. So they put all new concrete and everything down, man. It's they redoing the whole thing. It's gonna be a nice track up there. I guess they're trying to knock some of the people off going from Norwalk.
Okay, well, being that I've known you the better part of 30 years, what do you prefer, quarter mile or 8 mile?
It don't matter to me. I mean, okay. A lot of people run 8 miles because they want to hurry and get out their seat.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But we got no curve. You move around on that end, you know, top end. Like I said, you got those small tires, man. They get to moving around a little bit. But, you know, I guess a lot of people run 8 miles. I mean, that's cool for me because, you know, to be over with quick. But a lot of people want to get over with. Their car's way faster than mine. They ready to shut the motor off and go on to the house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, either way, you know, I go to different tracks down here, man. Panola Valley, that's over in West Virginia across the bridge. They got 8 mile track, man. You go out and make 1 million passes. You know. That's one thing about being down here in Columbus, man. You got like a 2.5, 2 hour drive, man. You've been to each track. I'm like 15 minutes away from National Trail, so. And then it only costs $15 to make passes. You know, you can't beat that.
Okay, okay. Scony, well, I'll see you soon.
Oh, yeah. I might come back up on May 3rd, man, so.
Well, appreciate you coming on, man, and good luck, man. I'm gonna leave your mic open. Let me go and open up a few more. 810-2503, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up, what up? What's going on, man?
Not too much. What's up, guys? The reason why a lot of guys went into 8 mile is, if you think about it, a lot of the major guys who race a lot as far as grudge racing started traveling. And once you go down south, a lot of the guys only run 8 mile. It's kind of like no different than a lot of people are building 28 and 29-inch tire cars. That's because you have more variety of people to race in that area. And, you know, you got to remember up here, season's only partially through the year. You know, a lot of people go down south and still grudge race. So they start setting the car up to run 8 mile because they get more racing car out.
So, Chad, being said, I'm. Go ahead.
Yep. So basically, I'm sure Junior's getting to the same point. With that being said, do you live in the south or the north?
I live in the north, but I've been down to the south several times over the winter.
Okay, so if you choose to basically, I guess, pop a gear in your car that's going to raise you up a couple hundred RPMs in the eighth and go down south, what's wrong with coming back north and getting back to your roots?
To be honest with you, with a lot of the boosted cars, I've heard a lot of them guys actually aren't even changing their gear. Same thing like Turbo GT.
They got a small motor.
Yeah, and so their car runs out the back door. Like my black car, just the way it was set up, I didn't actually intend to do that, but the way my converter is and everything, I can't go. I ship the car at 8,400 RPM. It goes through the traps at a little over 8,000 at the eighth mile. I can't run it to the quarter, else I would probably. If I reset it up, but I just haven't. I had so many problems with it all last year. It wasn't even worth changing nothing. Car just kept cutting out on us.
Well, I got a nice car. How come I don't have to change my gear to run to the eighth or quarter?
That's what I'm saying. Some people don't because the gain is actually really minimal.
I mean, literally, you're only talking about like one size gear change.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's
not like you're going from a 373 to a 488 to run the 80.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of guys that can run quarter mile that the reason why you see their cars maybe blow up is because what they'll end up doing is they'll run the car through the eighth mile and they'll just push it a little bit harder in each gear to get it to run the quarter. There's no sense in a lot of guys won't even change gears because they don't actually find that the gains is really there, so they just stick with the same gearing if they're going to run both.
But what I found, unless you have a naturally aspirated specific application, what I found on boosted and on nitrous or supercharged is, like you say, you shift your motor at 8,300, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If per se my particular setup, if I shifted my motor at 8,300, you know, in a quarter mile, I'm not taking it through the quarter mile. I'm nitrous at 8,300. I'm only taking it through around 78. You know, mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, you will slow a car down trying to take it to peak RPM. On the acceleration is where you need that RPM. But once your acceleration's over, you're just hanging out for the ride from the 8 to the quarter, and you're only going up another 700 RPM.
Some cars that run like that, you can just change the tires. Sometimes if you can put a bigger tire, you can just change the tire size and still be able to run the quarter.
Right. That's correct as well. The black car, for whatever reason, we had a wiring issue, I think, is what it is. So the thing is, when we first were going to bring it out, the car actually was going to be shifted higher. For some reason, it would randomly change sometimes, but... because there is times where we did spin it higher, but it was very rare. It seemed like the car, sometimes it made power and sometimes it wouldn't. The car was just all over the place.
That shit worked wonders, don't it?
So, I mean, but at the end of the day, a lot of the people that are doing, I mean, exactly what you're asking, why has that happened, is because a lot of people are traveling now. And when people are showing up to the track, it's just like this. When you show up on May 3rd, I know you're ready to, or actually, sorry, you're going to show up on the 26th, Dougie. I know you're ready to go down pretty much on anybody's ass, but, you know, you're going to probably try to go down on somebody from the south first because you can race the guys from the north anytime, right?
I mean, technically, I really want to go down on Mark Crank, Jimbo, and Young Money first, but... you know, I don't see Mark Crank racing. I don't see Mark Crank racing out the back door. I know Jimbo got the courage to go out the back door, so I'm sure that's not an issue. Young Money, I don't know. They got some, I don't know, I think you said in videos online, some Kool-Aid in their veins.
Hey, Kool-Aid!
Young Money!
Young Money. Hey, Young Money gonna be walking around a goddamn 131 in pink skirts and powdered donut mouse. Watch.
So,
mark
so
my
now,
words.
So now my question is this, Dougie. Based
yep.
off of that, if the consensus is that, so up here, I say we because we are the ones that do this. So we're just going to let Quarter Mile Racing die. When that is our root.
No, I'm not.
I mean, realistically, that's
I mean,
something.
The people who aren't traveling?
That's something. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chad.
I'm sorry, the people who aren't traveling, I mean, you know, some of them people might still want to run quarter mile, but I think what has happened is, like you said, you know, down south, it's mainly nitrous cars, which some of the
well,
people
Chad,
weren't too
I don't
afraid
know
to run the boosted
anybody.
Cars.
Chad, I don't know anybody from the north that's going down south every weekend racing. I don't know anybody up north that's going down south every weekend racing, because I definitely plan on going down south and racing, and I understand that they run 8 miles down there, and that's I'm going to have to run them in. But when these motherfuckers come up here, they say they know goddamn this is the 1320 country.
All right, now.
Yeah. Somebody's dialing a number.
Yeah. Hey, whoever's dialing the phone number, can you mute your mic, please?
Play out, play, just do it on purpose.
No, they probably sending it.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
You're right on the aspect of every weekend, but I know that the way we were basically going to be set up was we were going to be down there November, December, February. And March was the whole plan, but we ran into an issue. And we only ended up down there end of September, and then we went in February and March.
Okay, but at the end of the day, on a fuel-injected boosted car, there's nothing specific that you really have to do to the tune-up because of the correction ratio to run eighth and quarter. It's really only, as you put it, maybe a converter change and maybe a gear change. So if you only
intend
on running November, December, January, February, and March down south, it shouldn't be an issue to spend a couple hours of work on your car to make them changes. I know I wouldn't have no baby. If I feel like I needed a more specific gearing and converter combination to run in the eighth, then if I plan on running 5 months down south, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make that change. But up here,
well, I think that
I'm just so tired of everybody talking about the same size tire, take some sissy sticks off, take this off, take that off. Hey, you can't have an inline head. You got to have this kind of fucking intake. Get the, man, I'll never remember none of that talk up here. Never, man. That's all from the south, man. All of it.
Right.
Man, that was even when you would street race, that stuff happened.
Okay, you know what? I specifically remember taking a big block Mustang that Wayne owned and passing out ass whoopings every night on the street pretty much through the summer for a couple years in a row. And we gave up whatever we feel we needed to give up to get them races. Yeah, I think we gave 15 cars up to one person.
Right, and that's the thing is on the street, it's a different playing field where nobody wants to sit 15 cars down the track. On a cold ass track.
Whoa, wait. What's the difference between the track and the street, man? If anything, you got better eyes on the track because it's a little more prep.
Last Thursday, Street King gave a guy 20 cars in the break on his track last Thursday.
Hey, Doug, what Street King is that?
The Street King down here, the one from South Carolina, not y'all. Street King down here, he gave a guy 20 in the break. He should have gave him 19, though.
Hold on. What's his name? Darren?
Darren.
That's who you talk about?
They called Darren down there, the one that Street King down there used to have the Monte Carlo that got stolen.
Oh, okay. I need to catch up to him. Appreciate that.
If we got 20 in the break last Thursday, the track.
And he should have gave him 19.
Gave Doc.
Well, I'm trying to say he should have gave him 19 because the boy whooped his ass. Well, I'm going to tell you how he whooped him. You know, you normally, the guy, you know, he unhooked his brake lights. So he was 20 car lengths down there, and he had old Carter raised
right
up on one side. Street King really couldn't see him take the leave until he saw the car raised up. By the time the car raised up, he probably had about 21 or 22 car lengths by then.
See, now that's a slick old
street beat him.
Race.
Street King almost caught him, but he fell him off.
Yeah. Hey, let me go on open. I got a lot of hands up. Let me go on open up some of these mics. 313-4040. 313-4040, your mic is open.
Yeah. What? Oh, Dougie O doing all that damn crying. Dougie, you ain't going to run the court all day. Why are you crying?
Hey, man, hold on, man. Hold on. Who's this?
That sounds like
you know who this is. You know
Biz.
Who this is.
Come on, man.
The one and damn
Biz, 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 Biz.
Hold on.
Since I'm not gonna do a goddamn thing. You got a nitrous car, right?
Yes, I have a nitrous car. And my drive on the phone. So if you say something slick, you're going to get your head knocked out.
For 1,320 feet, you got the back tire
going
to break and to clear out the back door.
I'm
don't
not going
the
quarter mile. I'm not going
to
quarter mile.
Don't ever tell me.
Hey,
tell you
hold
something.
On a minute.
Me,
Biz, hold on a minute. If you got a damn notches car, goddamn it, lock it up.
As long as it's in business nitrous car, that's a lock.
It's gonna be business nitrous car. Lock the fuck up. I don't give a fuck if you got a goddamn blower car. You give me the back tire to break in the clip, motherfucker. Lock it up. Tired of all these goddamn
faking.
Lock the fuck up.
Lock.
I don't give a damn if you got a helicopter.
That's locked. 105 or better.
Now, there
who am I talking
go
to? Is this Dougie?
Yeah, that's Dougie, man.
Yeah, it is Dougie.
Hey, dog, I don't know what car he talking about.
Let me handle this motherfucker. Let me handle
car,
this. That's
okay.
A lot. We're going to lock 1,000 on 5,000 or better?
Yep, for the 26th, be in the lanes by 1 p.m.
Okay, who you going to be your 1,000 to?
We can use Lil Tony if you want.
Yeah, we can use Lil Tony. Lock that shit in. Do Dougie drive his own car or somebody else drive it?
I drive it.
Fuck you. Lock that in.
Hold on now. Let me get my pen and paper now. Hold on.
Right. Write that down, Junior, because I just heard something interesting.
Yeah, I heard something real nice. Shit.
He said it's back tie to break in the goddamn clear quarter mile. That's a goddamn bit with B's car. That's a bit.
Hold on now. Let us start. Let us start. What is the date, sir?
The 26th of
July. July 26th.
The 26th.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
That's it. July 26th.
Biz
back out of breaking the clip with
Biz nitrous car. Against my nitrous car.
Hey, I don't give a fuck what you in.
Versus Dougie, or do you want Super Dougie?
Man, I'm Godzilla, man. You know that.
Super Dougie, shitty Dougie, any other kind of motherfucking Dougie
okay.
You got. Just lock the fuck
Come on. We got business
now. That's all you
got
to remember. We're going to lock in 1,000 on 5,000 or better. Dougie, I don't give a damn what he drive against Biz car. That's it. Quarter mile.
What? Okay, there's a lot.
I mean, that's all you got. Biz's nitrous car against Dougie's nitrous car.
Hey, that's the Junior said Biz's car.
No. Biz said he had a nitrous car.
Biz's car.
Biz's nitrous car that he is currently racing.
Well, Biz ain't currently racing no car. He ain't got oil pressure right now, goddammit.
He got a small black nitrous car.
Now you done start putting stiffs in there, motherfucker. Now you done start.
Biz said his car. You said business car.
I know Biz to have a small block nitrous car.
I don't know a goddamn thing. Biz changed cars just like he changes damn dirty ass drawers every night, motherfucker. You done start. We done told you, buddy, we don't give a fuck what you drive. We don't care what you get. I don't give a fuck what kind of car you get, motherfucker. I'm tired of your mouth.
Don't fuck around and say that. I might show up like goddamn Tony Bynes in a fucking
Junior.
Top fuel dragster.
Junior, let's make this simple. Blocking 105 for the 26, whatever Biz car against whatever the fuck Doug is sitting in. I don't give a fuck what it is. Case closed. What the problem?
I don't see no problem.
I'm locking in the business small block nitrous.
Stitching ass motherfucker off the phone, man. Get this bitch off the phone. I run motherfucking John Folks with the back tie breaking the clip from you motherfucking bitches.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. You can't be saying you motherfucking bitches. Say them motherfucking bitches.
I ain't got no problem with it, but when he come on there talking that shit about the back tire breaking the clear and because he thinks somebody's scared to run the quarter, I might fuck around there and run the bitch head the fuck up if I fuck him with that race.
You might do a lot of things,
but one thing you won't do is come with a small block nitrous car that Biz owns and get your ass whooped. I know that.
Hey, Junior, now you're supposed to keep this shit fair. Tell that stupid motherfucker to shut the fuck up. Now he crying like a little. What you say? What Kimo at? He breaking up like a 34 fold or some shit?
I'm going to say this right now. If y'all ain't going to lock in, let me go and move to the next one. Because, you know,
the reason I called in is Meatball still on the phone?
Because
I got 15
yes,
text
is.
Messages. Okay,
yes,
Meatball said something about lock Kimo in quarter mile. I got 15 text messages to call in. Terry is at work. He said lock Kimo in. With sub zero with the SVO. He said,
I
call know, in.
Michael, I will lock Terry in with the SVO car for a boosted car.
Somebody got press charges.
Well, he said he told what the text said. The text said nobody locked in Kimo sub zero.
Biz, hold on a
yes,
second.
Yes,
whoever talking right. about somebody pressing charges online, can you please mute your mic, sir? Thank you.
Go ahead, Biz. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, I didn't hear what Meatball said or whatever, but Terry sent me a text and told me that Meatball said would anybody call in and lock sub zero in, and that's what Terry wanted me to do. If that's not what's going to
okay.
be done, I'm
okay.
going to...
Okay, well, hey, Dawg, can I speak with Dawg?
Yeah, go ahead.
You said you're going to the back door with Biz's nitrous car?
No, you didn't hear me say that, sir.
Oh, okay. I'm moving on.
You didn't hear me say that. But you heard me say, if you give me the back tire to break in the clear with your car, yes, I would go out the back door. The front door, the side door, with Biz's car, yes.
I will give you the break on that back door.
Hey, sir, we're wasting Junior time. Back tire to break and the clear. We can run a goddamn mile if you want to. If you don't, you're wasting Junior time.
Okay, I'm going to catch up with my crowd. Back to Biz. Why are they so scared? Biz, I don't run a class car. But tell Terry,
it's not a class
car.
That car been totally redone. New. The car won't even look the same when it come back out.
Let me ask you
it's something.
Do you think that car, if somebody just went a
I think it's
going to
be, okay, put like this. I'm going to tell you the truth. I think it's going to be faster than what it was.
Okay,
People don't usually go in the shop to go slower. But it may go slower. But it ain't a class car because it ain't the same setup. And that's generally what the grudge racing rules are.
Kimo got a problem with you. Let me go and put some goddamn water on Kimo ass. Fuck it, Kimo. You give me the head up break, motherfucker, I'll run you out the back door with smoking. Fuck it.
Damn.
I said business car.
I said,
well, it will be busy. Time. Shit, busy got them paid for it.
Okay. So let me ask y'all this. That's Biz, you jump on here. Y'all really like me.
Hold on, hold on. Somebody just sent me a text. Hold on. Kimo says, somebody text, and I'm going to read it. Kimo said anyone who was talking trash about him on Facebook can call in and lock in. He doesn't get on Facebook. Tell him SVO was one of the people talking trash. LOL.
Oh, shit.
Bro, I'm only just reciting what people won't say,
but
don't want to get.
Let SVO know I don't run anybody who showed their time last year.
Okay. No problem. No problem.
But this back to him. I do have a guy that's been trying to lock his punk ass in, Mr. Terry, by the name of Junior. What's lock that in? What's so wrong? What's the problem with them locking in with Junior?
Hold on. See, then they said Turbo GT ?
We can lock Turbo GT can come get some. I like Turbo GT.
With Sub Zero.
Yes.
Okay. I since they send me text, so they hear it. So yes, here run Turbo GT. They just know that I'm gonna say it. I don't give a damn if you run SVO, PMR, PMS. I don't care who you run. That's your kind, your organization. I'm just the one bad enough to repeat what they said.
Hey, listen, and tell Terry why he's sucking so much dick. We ran as Turbo GT before.
This ain't Terry that was just texting me. This one, you get, Kimo, you got a couple of haters, but this one right here that I'm reading, that ain't Terry. The first time Terry texted me, he at work, but this ain't Terry. Okay, go sit with my
mom. Oh, I'll tell you what, tell Aaron to stop sucking dick and build him a car.
Aaron?
Yeah, bald head Aaron from over there. Tell him to stop sucking so much dick and build his own car.
Okay. But this ain't Aaron either.
I guess this ain't going to progress. Y'all stay on the line. Let me go and open up a couple more lines, man. 313-5817, your mic is open.
What up, though, fella?
Come on in.
What's
happening?
Up, Junior? How you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
What's going on, bro?
Hey,
y'all gonna let the Wizards beat y'all, man.
Y'all
gonna let the Wizards. Y'all ain't gonna
shit.
I'm breaking up.
Yeah. What was that,
dog? I'm out. Hey, Junior, how y'all gonna let the Wizards beat y'all, man, in the basketball playoff, man? Y'all gonna let the Wizards beat y'all, man?
Hey, dog. I don't fuck around with no sports. If it ain't drag racing and boxing, don't talk to me about none of that other
bullshit. Hold on, the Wizards won? The Wizards won? Or they winning?
The Wizards won
or they winning? Hold on, let me get on ESPN. Yeah, they up by six. Well, they won by six.
Hey, Doug. I mean,
they up by six.
What's happening? Come on. Hey, Kimo, get that bullshit, sports shit. Man, take that shit on SportsCenter, motherfucker. No.
Hey, man, I just got a text. They say, goddamn it, Kimo ain't got no, he got a transmission, but it ain't got but one gear, and that's reverse.
Hey, you know what, dog? What's the difference of me saying that I don't run a class car in Cold Killer? What's the difference?
You have to ask Cold Killer that, sir.
No, I'm asking you.
It ain't no difference.
Mm-hmm. So why everybody want me to run a car to show their time? And everybody else.
But Kimo, it ain't a matter they want you to do that. What they say, Kimo, for the last 2 years, all the fuck you've been doing is talking. You ain't been doing no fucking racing.
Let me show you if I ain't racing nobody. How I lose money last year? How
you know what I'm talking about? You know you had one or two, but they don't call that racing, Kimo.
Yes. Okay.
Junior race class cars.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? I'm gonna keep it 100. Most of the guys that's talking don't even own a car. You know what they do? They line somebody up. And that's their car.
Let's see, now, Biz own a car. I own a car. Who else talking?
What it be?
I think you're talking
say?
About Terry and Aaron. Terry and Aaron.
Well, goddamn it. Now, I like Kimo because Kimo, goddamn it, most of the time, he don't mind who ass he go down on to. But shit, Kimo, I've been hearing you sucking, goddamn it, Junior's dick every time somebody's wrong on you.
The man driving work on my car, nigga. What you think I put?
Okay. Well, the motherfuckers are tearing all of them. I'll be on their car. What the fucking difference? Did you want to use that word, nigga?
All right, listen. Whenever y'all get you business car ready and y'all want to lock in, I have no problem with locking in. Biz ain't never sold this time. I ran Turbo GT. So. What's the problem?
Well, I mean, honestly, I would love to run a class car if I know if I was faster than it. That mean it'd be easy money because I know what he run. But you know, evidently, unless I got a class car that I know I can't beat, so you know.
I would love to run a nitrous car.
I think that's the only cars you do run is nitrous cars. Hey, Biz,
you know what? Hmm? You were doing the same thing I'm trying to do, but now you got
no.
nitrous cars.
No.
You won't step foot with a nitrous car.
Hold on. I ran you, didn't I?
Dad,
I
can play games now.
I ran you, didn't
I? Who else ran
Boost
12.
Boost
you had
12.
A bunch of stiffs, didn't you? You told me I couldn't have them.
Hell no, head up. Head up quarter mile. Head up quarter mile.
Biz, let me ask you something.
At Black Sunday.
Hey, Biz, me and you ran, how many times did you have stiffs on?
How many stiffs? I just told you had 3 shakedowns. God dog.
Okay, when we ran, well, listen, okay, I said how many times? You real smart. How many times did you put stiffs on me when I ran?
Kimo, I said you had 3 shakedowns. If that's a stiff, you came with your 315s. I was on a 28. You came with your Willy bars. I had none. I mean, God dog.
Yeah.
I mean, you had more.
I came to your track. Listen, let me show you something. I came to your track. Never been down 41 in my life.
Okay.
So you got 3 shakedowns and you got to go. You came to my track.
Yep.
If the paper off your slicks, I'm not running you.
I came in your track. I ran you off the trailer, but I came in your track and ran you off the trailer.
Listen. No, I was off the trailer. I don't know what you was off of.
Off the trailer, Kimo. Kimo, I was off the trailer. I didn't actually lock you in. I locked Lil Tony in. Actually, I didn't even talk to you.
Okay.
I talked to Lil Tony.
Did you tell me we couldn't, the paper better still be on them slicks?
I don't know what I told you, but I locked the race in with Lil Tony.
But did you not? It's on camera that you said the paper better be still on them slicks.
I like Lil Tony. Whatever it is, we ran off the trailer. Both of us off the trailer. Went at your track, and the reason I put a three shakedown rule in effect in 41 is because you known to come to the track late and test.
You ain't
and at the end of the night,
to come to track late. Biz. Whoa! Stop sitting there telling me. Each time you raced me, I was at the track before you, brother.
No.
Yeah, you went at 41.
You went at track before me.
Biz, I come there a day early.
The day of the race, man.
Did you not know I put a new trans in the car?
Daddy. Oh, no.
I did it.
Okay, baby. No, I didn't. Which time? The first time or the second time?
First time.
First time I thought it was a new converter. I thought y'all said convert.
So, BET said run your bicep, Kimo.
Hey, Kimo, can I cut in two real quick, one quick second? Because you did say you want to run a nitrous car in a quarter, right?
Yeah.
Are you speaking on your car, with your car?
Yeah.
Get down on the 26.
Damn. Let's go.
Let's go and see what you got.
Come on. I got my car. I got my nitrous car against your turbo car.
That's good.
And I don't know nothing about nothing else. I got my nitrous car, which you know is stock suspension.
As long as it's stock suspension, I ain't got no problem with getting down. Let's go. Lock in.
Well, come on. Five on 25 or better out the back door.
You got a bet.
All right, bet. Come on down to the shop tomorrow and lock it up.
All right.
Hey, Junior, get that out. Junior, get that down, Junior.
Yeah, you can put that down, Junior.
That's how I like
Godzilla.
It. That's easy.
But see, Biz, that's the way we used to race around here. If we thought we had a chance to race somebody, we would race them.
Let me tell you what happened. It done got global. That's what done happened. See, you talking about back in the day when you and Wayne used to do something. Everybody know what you had. Y'all was local, and therefore that's why you didn't have to stip. But if I'm gonna stip you, I don't know what the hell you coming to the track with. I ain't seen your car. So, therefore, I got to stip you or you got to stip me. It done got global.
Biz,
you can't just say run what you run.
Day in life.
Huh?
Nobody here has seen my car.
But you have a – hold on. Hold on, Kimo. Yeah, you going to say yeah because you got a turbo car. So you feel off top that a nitrous car shouldn't run with you out the back door. So you feel you got a little bit of the advantage.
Listen, man, Sam Vincent ran with
everybody. We talking about Dougie from Michigan. We're not talking about Stevie Jackson from Augusta.
Sam Vincent did it three years ago, so you don't think the
we're not talking about Sam
there,
Vincent that got sponsors.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. He did it 3-4 years ago. You don't think the technology is out to the public now that how he did it?
It ain't about the technology.
It's cash,
no regular
man.
Sam
Vincent probably don't have a cash problem. And I'm not saying Dougie have a cash problem. But all I'm saying is Sam Vincent got stuff that we can't get.
Because
I don't have the cash to get what Sam Vincent got.
I know Dougie and them ain't got no cash problem.
Okay. That's cool.
Well, let me go on and lock this in, and y'all can keep that on. We talking July the 26th?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And there's only
one thing
I want to clarify on it.
Come on.
What time do you want to race by?
Shit, before it get dark, man.
Okay, so it's fair to say we have to race by 8 p.m.?
Yes, sir. I got one race last year before you, and that's with Cal City Cal. I'll race you as soon as I get done with him.
Okay, I'm just saying I don't want it to be 12:30 at night when the lanes are closing and, you know, it come down to that, come on, let's race. I mean, I prefer to do this shit at 12 in the afternoon if we can.
Listen, if I can really fit you in... I might fit you in before Cal City Cal.
Hey, Bob Chargers race by 6, man.
You can't say by 6 if I got another race locked in before him.
Hold up.
Because realistically, Kimo, if you're running on the 26th, Junior drives your car. You're telling me Junior ain't in that $10,000 shootout?
What does that have to do with my car? Junior's car is in the where it does have something to do with. But hey, Dougie, if you're on the premises and I'm on the premises, we're gonna go on lock horn.
You say what now?
I really can't. Sound like Kimo bagging up again.
Dougie, sir.
Man, shut the fuck up, man. Sit your punk ass down, you old bitch.
Hold on. Let Kimo and Dougie iron this shit out, man. Come on now.
Kimo bagging up.
Come on.
Listen, once I can get, we gonna race. We'll lock it in. As long as we do it before the track, I gotta have it before the track close. Cause like you said, Junior's in that fucking shootout. And I got Cal City Cal locked in. So,
I don't know what how them motherfucking rounds go.
Okay, so but listen. It's fair to say that the shootout's not going to start till bare minimum 3 or 4 p.m. Right?
Right. I would think so.
Okay. Can we race at 1 o'clock?
Shootout's going to start at 2 o'clock.
I can't tell you I'm going to race at 1 o'clock, Dougie. Didn't you hear me say I lock a motherfucker in three months ago?
Yeah, and I don't know what time you racing him. And obviously
me and him don't have a set time on his race. You know what I mean? Cal City Cal.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can race him an hour before the track
closes. This is how we do it. You pay the punk out to Cal City Cal. We race you by whatever time you want to race.
Bullshit.
Are you running Cal City Cal with no hits? Is this straight off the trailer?
What all that got?
Hold on. Hey, who's that? Hey, Chad, hold on. Bag up.
Yeah.
Let Kimo and Dougie iron this out, man. Because you guys are putting other things into the equation. Let them handle this, man. That's the easiest way.
It's real
way.
Simple, Junior. He paid Cal City Cal to punk out. And me and Dougie lock it in. I mean, you ain't got to fuss and fight about it. We can lock it in forever, whatever time. Hey, that man, shut the fuck up, man. I mean, that's real simple, man. If he paid Cal City Cal to block up, me and Dougie can lock horns whatever time he want to lock horns. I mean, that's real simple. I mean, there ain't nothing to fuss and grab about. Other than that, he got to wait till I get done with Cal City Cal. And then down on his ass, I go.
Junior, you're wasting that time, man. That damn man don't want to race.
I'm listening.
Kimo got more loopholes than a goddamn it, a faggot got dicks.
See, but you know what the thing is? I'm not going to make
Kimo.
No suggestions because I got no dog in that
Kimo,
place. So
how much is the pork out, Kimo?
500.
500.
Ooh.
All right, so check this out. You pay Cal City the 500,
and we will take
this lock from 5 on 25
Dougie.
To 1 on 5.
I must seem stupid to you or something. Bitch, I've got a race locked in. You trying to get a race? Fuck, I look like paying something to come race you. You pay it. I got to race
you. I just said I doubled the bet.
You pay. Go on over there and pay.
Man, I don't pay other people's bets.
You're wasting that time, Junior.
Well, let's roll. Let's roll to the next one. When y'all figure something out, come on back in. Hey, dog, don't fuck with me, man. It's Sunday. I'm in a bad mood, boy. 630-1551. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Motor City Mafia family?
What's happening, Danny? What's going on, brother?
What's up, Danny? Oh, not too much. Just, you know, happy Easter to everybody and shit. Kimo sitting on the motherfucking eggs, won't let him hatch because Dougie trying to bust his ass up.
Hey, guess what? Not Dougie. You got your nice car ready. Mylon will have a no ET after May 3rd. You want to lock in for the May no ET?
Nope.
I do not have a race that day.
I'm not ready to race on May 3rd. I'm not ready to race on
guess what?
May, in April or in June.
God damn. I mean, I got open dates in May and June. You want to do something?
No. I said I'm not ready to race in May or June either. If you didn't hear me, I'm debuting my car in Lil Tony's race.
Dougie, I think we should just wait till we get close to Lil Tony's race. You 3 months out. I'm going to be doing racing in 2 weeks. I got Wayne locked in, and I got the May no ET, the January no ET. So where is it that I don't want to race no motherfucking bike? You got three months in between here and now that me and you can get down. We in each other's backyard. What day you want?
In 3 months, you still going to be able to race no goddamn body.
Okay. Yeah, right. That you right. If you get your ass up here May 3rd, I beat your motherfucking ass with Smokey.
Hello.
Hey, where you just?
Hello.
Hey, the same way you just beat Doug out of that damn lockout, lying motherfucker.
Hey, May 3rd. I give you this, Kimo. I give you this because I'm specifically saying I'm not debuting until July 26th. Sunday, July 20th, we'll lock in.
Yeah, we. No, it's gonna be the same thing, man. I got it.
Nah, it ain't gonna be the same thing because after I put a little seat time in that motherfucker, I might pay his punk out.
There you go. Let me go on to the next one. 248-5593. Your line is open.
What's up, Junior? The Squatch, this listening in.
Wait, what's happening?
Dougie,
man?
Dougie, you throwing some shit out there, ain't you? You trying to get some races?
I mean, I just know when I'm racing and when I'm not. That's all.
Hey, look.
Okay. So you're going to be ready for Joe, right?
I'm going to be ready
for
July 26th.
I lock you in. Junior, I'm going to lock him in with Darth Vader.
Okay. Here I go for the third time. Dougie and who?
Dougie and Squinchy with Darth Vader, my black car.
Squinchy, you driving that car?
You know I, Dougie. Did I drive when you drove for me? Did I drive when you drove for me? You know that one. you know the answer to that one. You know who driving.
Hey, that's a lot. 1 p.m. How much?
Okay. 5 on 15 or better.
Make it 25 or better.
There you go. Why you? I ain't spending that much money, Doug.
I'm just saying 25 or better. That's my minimum bet, man.
Cut it out, Doug. You 15 or better, man. You got a new car coming out. It's a secret. God damn it. My car been out before. We did it. 15 or better. You're going to make some money. So we ain't going to argue about that, Doug. It's just me and you. I already got a couple of races.
I'm not going to showcase my car for $1,500.
Wow. Wow, 500 on 2 or better, Dougie.
500 on 25 or better.
God damn
race here, man.
Who in the background arguing about what we doing? So I'm going to lock it in, then I got to climb in the back and someone give me the other 5. I ain't worried about it. Thanks for the help. I'll do it, Dougie. Fuck it.
All right, that's a lot. 1 p.m. U.S. 131, July 26th, be in the lanes, ready to race at 1 p.m.
Let's do this, Dougie, because I do work, and that's 131, and I got to get there. I'm going to work in the morning. Give me till 2:30. Can we at least get that? Can I at least get that?
Yeah, you can get that.
Yeah, I'm being real, because I'm going to work in the morning, then shoot up there.
Hey, Dougie and Squinchy, if y'all say at 2:30, shootout starts at 2 o'clock, so make it right after the shootout, the first round of the shootout.
Okay, cool. We can go right down after the last cars after the first round of shootout. So, in other words, we're going to get right behind them shootout cars.
Yep.
I'm probably going to be in the shootout. You getting in?
Man, you don't be in no shootout, man. You can't qualify. You can't even get around them motherfuckers. You better off just going and trying to do what you do. I'm saving you time on your parts and your engine.
I see you in the shootout too, Doug.
I'm gonna do it,
Slouch. I got it because I'm in the shoot. I'm gonna get in the shootout too.
Okay, well then let's do this. Take work off that day, goddammit, and be in the lanes by one.
Man, God damn, I got to do that? Dougie, I know when I'm going to get there.
I mean, you'll have turnaround time. I'm not being unreasonable. I just don't want to lock in the races and be like the rest of these punk motherfuckers around here.
Dougie,
I'm not going to play you. I'm just saying, listen.
That's the only thing we trying to get clarified. I'm giving you what you want. Just give me, here, take care. Let's just get in the lanes. Let me be there by 2. Okay, that's all I'm asking because I'm going to be putting 2 cars in there getting ready.
If number one Slouch just told you the shootout going to start at 2, how are we going to do that?
if you plan on running the shootout. I'm just being realistic.
I'm getting it that well. Now that I found that out, I'm gonna be trying to make my pass for the shootout. Then I come turn around, get the car ready, and come right back and do you right after we make the first hit. After we do the first ones and come back, I turn right around and come do you right after that. Because I'm getting in the shootout.
Okay, so then let's say it like this. I know what time it takes to turn around a nitrous car.
Right.
You've got 45 minutes from the time you make your pass to be back at the starting line.
I'm cool with that, Doug. Just me and you. I'm cool with that.
Okay. 5 on 25. Me and you. Both our nitrous cars with your Pro Mod driver.
My Pro Mod driver.
Hey,
why you talking to them? Why you talking to them?
There's only one thing.
Y'all getting off the subject. Let's get this locked in. Y'all getting off the
subject. Okay, Junior. Okay.
Now there's only one other thing. Cause since you coming in late to the show, you know we're running 1320, right?
Nah, he's shaking his head right now.
Okay.
No, he ain't going back, though. He just nodded his head. No, he'll do that.
I'm only looking for quarter mile races. If I don't get one that day, so be it. I ain't sweating it.
So does that mean I can scratch this one off the paper too? God damn,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Send me a motherfucking text message, man, when you got something done.
Damn it, man. Let me go and open up some mics, man. 773-3969, your mic is open. Oh, you got too much background noise,
Clark. Yeah. They partying, that motherfucker.
901-2877, your mic been open.
Whoa, what up, Junior? What's going on, dog?
Wick,
Junior,
what's happening, bro?
What's going on, man?
All right, Wick, what up,
man? I'm just sitting back listening. I figured out me a plan, dog. And Junior, I figured out me a whole plan.
I think
my plan is now, I got a new plan. It ain't no big old you, ain't no little old me, none of that. No, the guy that ain't doing no racing, I ain't going to talk to him no more, dog.
I see
us arguing with these guys who don't do no whole lot of racing, and I just don't see it making sense. Because see, if I want a Benz, I'm gonna go to Benz and buy the motherfucker. Ain't no sense in going to Cadillac looking for no Benz. So I just see.
Unless you looking for
I
a
just
U.
Feel like, right. Yeah, you looking for a U, and then you right. You're right, John. You can go out and get you one, but. I just don't see talking to nobody who ain't racing. Cause see, dog like racing, I like racing, Biz like racing, Junior like racing. So if you talking to a guy that ain't racing, you wasting your time. It seems like to me, and we ain't got a whole lot of time in this thing. Just think, we already damn near in the fifth month. We in April. We headed toward May. So you really ain't got a lot of time in this thing, in this grudge racing thing. And I want to say this here. The fastest goddamn 8 mile time is by booster cars. Whoever who says something about booster cars running on the other side and all that don't make sense. And I want to say this right here, too. I'm going to give everybody $100 on this phone. Not on one bad boy's wit. Not everybody that's on the website, not on the internet and all that shit. Not that, that's on the cube. $100. If all the guys that's on the phone right now, all the guys who say they want to run a quarter mile, then had 10 grudge races from last year to now.
Now, you don't want to know about the goddamn thing, then, do you, man?
I don't know.
Hey, I mean, I don't know.
Hold up. Wit, you owe me 100 then, Wit, because I done had 12 this year already.
Well, damn, dog.
Yeah,
well,
but I ain't
going to
take your money, though, because I don't know where you're coming from.
Well, I guess dog the only winner then. Shit. Hey, what? Hey, wait.
Well,
why don't
I,
you
I ain't going to tell you, because I know what he's trying to sell.
Make it
easy. He's trying to sell a lot of motherfuckers
know,
when he's just blowing his
exactly.
Hot motherfucking ass.
I know exactly.
Yeah.
I asked the question. You know why I asked you, dog?
I grew up quarter mile racing.
I didn't do that.
Now this is the thing. I ain't saying eighth mile racing. To me, what the guys are able to accomplish, just to say it like this, when you can accelerate 140, 150, 160, 180, 190 in the eighth of a mile, you a bad motherfucker. So I give them technology-wise,
Let me finish.
Those guys like that, man, I give them the utmost respect because I know what it takes to be able to do that. But, I mean, what I enjoy, I like seeing them boys go out the back door. Why? Because I know if you run 160, 170 in the eighth, I know what you're going to do out that back door.
My thing is, ain't nothing wrong with quarter-mile racing. Ain't nothing wrong with quarter-mile racing.
It's my time now, Whit. You're right, but all I'm trying to say is all them guys that want to run a quarter ain't no problem. But the way shit doesn't change is since you got to change with the time. The times right now is the fucking eighth of a mile. Damn pros don't even run a quarter no fucking more.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with quarter mile racing if that's how you want to run your car. But you need to race your car a quarter mile if that's how you want to race it.
Don't sit around
and say, We didn't change and down south and changed this and changed it. We ain't changed nothing. We just changing with the time. You know, we start
that's all
of them
changing with the time.
And you know,
I was like, shit, man, I like running quarter mile. Yeah, I see everybody stopping at the eight, so shit, I start stopping at the eight. So, I mean, you know, if you want to run your car at the back door, so be it. That means you're not gonna get a whole lot of racing. I can tell you that because, see, most of the guys are stopping at the eighth because of safety, how fast they're going, track prep, and all number of things. So, I mean, you know, I like to race my car. So if they start stopping them at the 3:30, that's where I'm gonna stop at. Because
Junior, I'm glad we just bought them something. Junior, that's another thing, Junior. The average motherfucker don't prep them goddamn tracks even to the damn eighth of mile. So, you know, damn well they ain't going to prep them for no goddamn quarter mile.
Well,
now see,
so when
see
I get
that I can't say that, Peter. You know,
Junior, yes you can. Now don't do that now.
Okay, you gonna tell me Byron don't prep the whole quarter? Byron don't prep the whole quarter.
Okay, yep, Byron does.
131 don't prep it complete.
Yes, they do. Yes, they
now,
do.
Now,
yes, they
now,
do.
Now, okay, now,
and,
now,
keep going.
Now, until
keep going.
Now, listen to what I'm going to say.
When we in mid Wayne race, Milan prep through the quarter.
Let me finish this, and I know what direction you going in biz. When this guy, when they gave this individual control of that other track,
I'm not talking about 31, man.
Fuck,
No, 131 is it's like Joliet. You would never catch them slipping.
Listen, he's a piece of shit because he don't give a fuck about the racers. He don't give a fuck about that racetrack either.
Ain't that why a lot of people stopped going in the quarter? Because that was our home track. But ain't that the reason
why
a lot
of people? That's why a lot of people stopped going there.
No, I said stop going to the quarter. Because they just stopped going there last year.
Yeah.
Well, I heard Wayne. I heard Big Wayne say he ain't gonna run the quarter no more.
But you know what? And I understand that. That's each person's whatever you decide to do. That's your choice. You'll never hear me say you wrong in choosing what you do because you're a grown man. You do whatever the hell you want to do. My question is because I enjoy the sport as I do. Okay, being that I grew up, you know, I'm an old school racer, Biz. I grew up in this shit.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I just started 8 mile racing.
To me, it's the greatest thing. But that's my opinion.
Yeah.
You know?
I just started 8 mile racing.
Hey, Junior, when they run in the quarters, Junior, where you be at? You be on the starting line or in the stands or where you watching it from? Where you watching from?
You want me to tell you where I love to be at? I'm talking about you, Junior. And I'm gonna tell you where I usually park at. I park and I go sit in the truck over there. I love being at that other end. I want to see these motherfuckers blow.
Okay, I just want to know. Like I said, and normally if you on that starting line, shit, when they take off, you damn near can't even see this fucking quarter mile.
Hey, dog.
Anybody
check
that knows
out,
me will tell you I can't see 200 feet in front of me. Shit.
Hey, Junior, but you know what?
I love seeing them come by swole, man.
Hey, Quietest Cap Junior, if a person beat you to the eighth, damn near nine times out of ten, they're going to beat you to the quarter. Nine times out of ten. When me and Wit ran at 41, and he beat me to the eighth, Wit, what did you tell me to do right after that?
I told you, come on, I'm going to run you through the quarter. I said, come on, I'm going to run you through the quarter.
I said, I ain't want none of that. The way he beat me to the eighth, what no catching up to the quarter? Nine times out of ten.
If
somebody beat you to the eighth, they damn near going to beat you to the quarter. Nine times out of ten.
Let this goddamn nigga
nick. Now, let me ask you a question, Biz. I'm going to turn it around. How many guys had got out in front of you and you ran them down on the other end?
I ain't been racing that long, so I'm a bad example. Ain't nobody ever got out on me, and I came back and got him.
Until
I ain't
guys
caught nobody
finally
after
learned.
After the end.
Check this out. Until guys started learning how to get their car to work on the low end, a lot of the races that we seen, we can go back 2 years, 3 years, motherfuckers couldn't 60 foot for nothing.
You got a
lot of guys that if you go back 2-3 years, ask them what their 8th mile time was at. They gonna be like, what? Oh, now they all know. Ask them what their 8th mile an hour was.
They didn't pay no attention.
They didn't pay no attention to the 8th mile.
That's right. They
right.
did. Because now it didn't matter.
Junior, I can tell you, a guy got out on me, and I wheeled him in.
Yeah, but you reeled me in because I had a problem, Kimo.
Hold on.
And you the only one I seen where a nicest car pulled away from a turbo car, Kimo. I ain't never seen a nicest car pull away from a turbo car. Never in life.
White dress did.
Yeah.
You remember, hey, Biz, you remember at 41 when Tony ran that Monte Carlo?
He ran that Monte Carlo, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen,
that
man,
you know,
see,
he was just the type.
Oh, yeah, he was dead. But to me, shit like that, I mean, he had to work. Hey, man, this man had clicked second gear. He out about 300 feet. When that yellow motherfucker finally woke up. In the 8th mile, if that would have been an 8th mile race, it would have been over with.
It would have.
But you know, it put the excitement.
Why did he catch him? But why did he catch him?
Because he woke up.
Two numbers did him.
No, man. Katrina Nitrous cut off, man.
Why didn't he run it back?
I think they did run it back at 21 again.
I thought it went out there earlier.
No. AB is. Tony's car off of the line.
It hiccup. Mm-hmm.
It stood down idling.
Right.
This man is in second gear. He about 300 feet out. Tony's walking. Mm-hmm. Didn't make it to the 60 foot yet when this man is almost 300 feet out. And that motherfucker
came alive. I was holding the money, so I remember.
Oh, okay, my point is, if it was an eighth mile race, it would have been over in the quarter.
But if it wasn't a problem, I'm talking about straight up with no cars having a problem. Katrina said that his nitrous was cut off, shut off.
Right.
Now, if he'd have made a clean pass and Tony had the problem that he had, there's no way in hell somebody gonna be out 300 feet. You gonna catch him up if each car don't have, you know, if he had no problem.
Right.
I'm talking about cars going down, making clean passes.
Let me tell you this. Bracket racing, how many times have you seen where one car will give another one? I've seen motherfuckers damn near to the finish line, and guess what? Run them down. You can't do that in the
A-car. Junior, that's a bad example, Junior. That's a bad example of that car way faster than that car.
Yeah, way faster.
Dog, what I'm saying is, to me, in the quarter, it's shit like that that I like to see.
But you can do that
in
the eighth, too. You can do that in the eighth, too, though. Right? You can bracket race in the eighth.
Hey, Junior, what happened last night at Milan Dragway between Ride or Die and them Flint boys?
I seen that. Did the Blazer have a problem?
No. I'm speaking about Ride or Die in that Turbo Mustang.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because Skip was gone.
Yeah.
Ride or Die was counting their money until that light came on the other end.
if you look at the video, Skip got gap.
What's up?
Skip got gapped on the big end?
At the finish line, he got gapped.
Okay. But what I'm saying is in the starting line, that turbo car got gapped.
Well, you know, you don't win races on the starting line.
I understand,
but that's what we're saying about the quarter mile.
You can make
you,
up.
You
talking about
run
a nitrous car and
down.
A turbo car. You're not talking apples to apples. You're not talking apples to apples.
By the eighth mile?
I think he did.
Skip said at the eighth mile, that car was already coming around him.
Yeah, he got gapped, man. He put probably two cars on
eighth
Skip.
Mile, quarter mile, probably would have been the same.
It's been the same.
See, I understand what you're saying. And again, this is my personal opinion. This ain't nothing.
Yeah.
My questions are, do we let it die? I mean, that's the bottom line. But you know what? But that's what's happening, though. That's what's happening. Because you know what?
Because the other guys,
and guess what? The grudge racers that are coming behind us, guess what they learned?
But you know another art is dying, too? And we ain't saying nothing about it? Street racing. That done died. Basically.
Michigan has sent some people to prison for that shit. So, you know,
but it's still an art form of racing. They still street racing in Chicago, but the majority, they don't stop.
And you want me to tell
the
you
problem
something?
Is
this,
even with the,
and I love street racing. And guess what? I was out last night. You want me to tell you something?
It's already on video.
I prefer to see them at the track. Because I know what can happen out there.
But why is that?
I know what
why is that, Junior?
It's safer.
What's that?
Safer.
Because the cars have gotten a lot faster.
I'm gonna tell you this.
The same way with quarter mile.
Hey, Chad.
And grub racing,
you
don't have all the safety equipment.
Hey, Chad, I'm gonna give you an example. Back in the day, for the ETs, that the cars that I had back then, running them out on the street, I was a goddamn fool. But we ran them. Parachute, wheelie bar. I mean, I'm talking cars that we had no business being out on the street. Nowadays, these cars definitely, the way they're running, have no business out on the street. And I love
Who won yesterday, Junior, the little car or the truck?
Oh, no, the truck, we got our ass blowed out. You know?
Okay.
How many times did y'all run?
Once or twice?
One time. That was
one time. Okay.
Yeah. You know, we'll probably be to see him sometime during the week. But, like I said, I get to him. He blowed our ass out, you know? But, you know, that's what we do. But, and again, I do it. I love it. But I prefer to see it out at the track. Because you know what?
I thought y'all was supposed to go to the track yesterday. I thought y'all were supposed to go to the track yesterday.
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to say it like you say. You know, when you're dealing with jigaboos, whether they Spanish or whatever else they are, shit, what started at 8 o'clock in the morning didn't finish till 2 o'clock in the morning. So you know how that goes. But, I mean, 9 times out of 10, out on the street again, when somebody gets hurt, it always ends up being somebody ain't had nothing to do with that shit. So you know what? Yeah. But I honestly feel as time progresses, okay, and it ain't saying, I'm not saying, I don't want nobody to misunderstand what I'm saying or what I'm asking. As time progresses, the grudge racers that are following us, they gonna conform with what we do. I mean, it's cool. It's cool. Down south, that's all you guys do. That's what you got accustomed to. You know, up north, we were always accustomed to the quarter mile. If we let it go complete, I mean, we done lost our roots. I mean, that's my understanding of it. I may be wrong.
Yeah, but look at it this way. You got, as time goes on, the cars are only going to get faster. And the problem with grudge racing coming to the track is not every car has a safety thing. I mean, when you used to go downtown, it was all about the hustle, so your car may not look the prettiest, but it may have a big, bad engine underneath. And that's the thing. At the track, I mean, some people still try to pull that off. Other people realize once they see, you know, the car go down the track once or twice or whatever, your hustle's pretty much over. But the thing is, as time goes on and you got people watching this, I mean, who knows if the tracks are even going to let us keep showing up to the track without certified cages and having the right seat belts and all
Chad,
the stuff.
Back in the day, back in the day, y'all, people wasn't running 160, 170 miles an hour on a 2800.
Hey, Chad.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Since you talking about the way the cars look and the hustle on the street, let's take it back to a white Camaro I brought up there.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. T-top.
Hey, I took a white Camaro up there with a stock gas tank, with T-tops, with a factory interior. That ass chair with that motherfucking left light.
That thing, they thought they had that race in the bag when Dougie went to do a dry hop and the car wouldn't even spin the tires.
Man, that was 30 years ago Dougie was dry hopping.
Then he pulled off over there and everybody's sitting there watching to see what he's doing. He pops the hood, hops underneath there, messes with something, pulls back out. And when he did a dry hop on the hose, that was a whole different ball game. That was a totally different car. Everybody thought that race was in the bag when they seen him try to do that, and it was on the motor. The car damn near stalled.
Yeah. Give me 1 minute. I got 3 more lines. Let me open these up before we get out. 219-2285. Your mic is open.
What's happening, man?
What's going on,
doggy dog?
Leon, how you doing?
Hey, I know what I want to say about that. By running out the back door, when two cars ain't broken, they go out that back door. Biz, you was wrong on that, because when me and you ran, Lil Ron left on me, out in front of me. But you just didn't have enough. I went back around you and took that wind down on the other end down there. And then nobody had no problem. So that quarter mile
Leon, Leon, you mean to tell me that was the second time a motherfucker run by Biz in the quarter?
They left on me. It's on his shirt. They left on me. And I went back around them down there. Went around them and turned that W on down there. And then nobody had no problem. But that shows you what a small block can do with a big block. With a big block right, he going to do what he got to do.
Oh, okay.
It does take that quarter mile sometimes.
Oh, y'all missed the point. He said 9 times out of 10. Maybe that was the 10th time.
That was a race that both cars went down and nobody had no problem.
But did he beat you to the 8th mile, though?
No, I was right there. We was together at the eighth.
See, that's what he said. He said normally if a car can beat you to the eighth mile, he can beat you in the quarter. That's what he said.
But look at this, though. But he's when the Incredible Hulk and Gold Digger ran, I bet you $50 to $1 that Gold Digger outran the Hulk in the eighth. You know.
Yeah, but the Gold Digger was popping and banging all the way down the damn
tour. Right. But
watch the video.
But he had caught him, but
everywhere.
He caught it, but that popping bang kept him from going around. But
that's not the car making a clean pass.
It's always going to be debated. So let me go on and open this next one. 312-1064, your mic is open. 312-1064, your mic is open.
Hey, Junior, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
When's the last time you sent a letter in the mail?
I don't want to answer that question, sir, because it was like 3 days. It was like 3 days ago. So if I have to send letters out, there's a reason for that.
Child support.
Kidding.
What was that?
Child support.
Hey, dog, I'm 51 years old. How the fuck I'm gonna be paying child support for what?
Hey,
Junior.
No.
I'm 42 with a 22-year-old and a 6-year-old, so I can see how you can pay child support at 51.
The only childs I have access to, guess what? They get to go home to their mama and daddy. Get up out of here. When I'm done playing with them, y'all get to leave. Let's go. Shit. Yes, sir.
Hey, Doug, you know what that age gap was? In between those years, you was racing.
Yeah, but man, I did it all wrong, man, because I blew my family off for a lot of years to go racing, and now I just had to spend the last several years recuperating my relationship with my family. So, y'all
you know
call that for
did,
what it's worth. That's what I've learned in life.
You did a great thing, because I'm gonna tell you this: that this racing shit is real taxing on families, man, and on relationships.
Oh yeah.
And unless you have the full support. To where they travel with you, they like getting dirty with you, and they back there with you, man. You got hell to pay.
Hey, Joey, y'all say this grudge racing is taxing. Anything you do that's successful is taxable on the relationship.
That's correct. That's correct.
Anything, whether you have or on a business, anything you do is taxable on the relationship. There's sacrifices in everything that you do.
You're 100% right on that. I
but,
agree with that 100%.
But you know what they look most, I'm not going to say all, you know what most look at this as? This motherfucker ain't grown up. He's still playing with fucking cars. You know? That's how most see it. They don't see it. Because, I mean, honestly, you don't do this. I don't think there's too many people on here do this for a living.
Hey, Junior, I did it from 1994 until 2011, I did it on the road.
And, yeah, that's very taxing.
I tell you what, I'll never do it again. Never again in my life. I like coming home to mama every night.
You right about that, though. Let me go and open up this next one, man. 708-0313. Your mic is open.
How you gentlemen doing? How you doing, Junior? This is Rob. I
What's
was
happening? We
guys,
doing good, man.
I was listening to you guys talk about the eighth and a quarter. Is Beer still on the line?
Yes, sir, he was.
Okay, I seen a couple of races when he had, I think, Little Junior against Donye to the eighth. And I just wanted to ask him, do we think if they'd have went out the back door, would Donye have came around him? Because Donye was coming up on him on the eighth, you know, on a lot of those races. Now, if he went to the back door, I think Donye could have came around him. I wonder if he...
Donye would have ass-raped him.
Because I've seen some races where Biz did beat him to the eighth by a fender, but Donye was putting a move on him at a certain point of the track.
And you know what? Those races there were before Donye was able to sort out and figure out how to get his car to get to that eighth mile. Because Donye always had the power. His issues were getting it in that first half. And
right.
Now you see how he's running now. Now that, again, he went from... I guess the mentality was, man, I ain't worried about it. I can out-muscle him on the other end, you know. But he figured out that, no, I need that muscle on this end also. And that's something that up here, for the most part, I may be wrong, guys didn't give up. Other than that 60-foot, a lot of guys didn't worry as much as they do now because they figure, you know what, I can run them down on the other end. As long as I stay within striking distance, I got them, you know.
Right. You're right, Junior.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at it, and, dog, I'm saying this to you. If you look at it, look at old Warren Johnson back in the days. How did they used to gap the shit out of him first 300 feet? And what would he do on the other end? Man, reel him in.
Hey, Junior, don't
say
nothing about that, Junior,
because
they find out he was shooting nitrous,
goddammit. Yeah, you know, hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, shit. You know, he never got caught.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Guess who put it on his car?
Man.
Ernie Red? Big Ernie Red?
Yeah, CC, comp your car. She is.
Yep, damn sure did. Goddamn sure did.
Think he did it? He did it. And you going to tell me he wasn't fucking with Daryl Alderman either? Okay.
Yep, they were doing it too.
Yeah, you see what?
Hey, Junior, you ain't lying. Everybody used to be out on Warren Johnson. The damn end out of here run by him, boy. Everybody was doing it. Everybody was saying, goddamn, how come he can do that shit?
You know, it's hard.
Could not cut a light.
No, he couldn't.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Remember when Biz had his first race up there at 41 and Donye ran that chassis car? I don't know if you remember that race.
No, I wasn't there for that one.
Okay. Because I know he ran them out the back door, but I know that chassis car runs to the eighth. And I know Donye came around him at a certain point of the track, but I didn't know at what point of the track he came around.
Which car was it?
I think it was Cannon, Rich Cannon. It's a chassis Firebird. He usually run up at 41 a lot.
Yeah, I know which car you're talking about, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't there for that one.
Now, I see him run to the eighth a lot, and he ran Donye out the back door for that race. But I know Cannon was up in front of him at a certain point of the track before Donye came around him on the other end.
Yeah, I mean, that right now, that philosophy, that don't work no more. You gotta have them the way these guys are right now. You gotta have it right on the bottom end, because if you don't, it's a done deal now. Well, I'm gonna get ready to close this out. I appreciate everybody calling. Hey, Slouch.
I think Slouch and Biz over there bumping heads. You know what the kind of heads I'm talking about.
Well, again, I appreciate you guys for calling in. And, hey, dog, make sure you get in touch with me so I can post it up for your show on Friday, man.
Hey.
All right, Junior. I'll do that, Junior. Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And again, what was that? Again, I want to thank everybody for calling in, man, participating on the show, man. You guys be safe, and we'll see you again next week, man.
All right, good show, Junior. Good show, man.
All right, Junior. All right, now. All right, now.